Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
And it is. And joining us to discuss the Body in the Snow, the trial of Karen Reed, the voice of reason on that documentary, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I was watching it the night, I didn't even know you were on it. And all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, it's Jen. And my God, that was an interesting 5 hours of content that the Unsolved Mysteries people put out. Overall, a very, I thought, balanced documentary on the whole case. But... my God, talk about a masterclass in what not to do when you're on trial for murder and what not to say into cameras. Now that you've seen the whole thing, Jen, in its entirety, gosh, what was your take on this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you film these, you really only know your part.
Yeah.
And even though you might know other people are going to be on it, you have no idea how it's going to flow. And I have to say, having done so many of these, this production staff, the producers, the director, I just thought they were so professional and really wanted to portray a balanced type of documentary. And they did their darndest. And then Karen Reed decided to deep six it with being herself. it was so interesting. They gave her so much time. About 75%, I would say, of the show is either Yannetti, Alan Jackson, or her, and Liza Little able to say their side of things. And it just came off. You just could not stand her. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
And I've heard many people have that same reflection.
I don't think this did her any favors by any stretch of the imagination. And it's funny because all week I've been talking about this, and we're talking about the case, but we're not even talking about the case anymore. We're not even talking about did she hit him, did she not. It's her character that we really got to see a deep dive on. And that character does not present well. It comes across extremely narcissistic. It comes across very much cold, little to no empathy. And I get to a certain extent, you know, she can't win. Everybody's going to criticize this or that. But, and after years of going through this, you probably do get a little tone deaf to everything, but the level of it's like this of just utter not having humanistic responses to your boyfriend who's dead and their family and their friends and just utter lack of empathy. Gosh, it was almost spooky.
Yeah, there were certainly a couple of points that really stuck out for me when she talked about the fact, which we all knew, that there was a order where she couldn't be around the family, which, mm-hmm. you know, the family had asked for.
Sure.
But to not go to his gravesite ever, mm-hmm. to never, I mean, this was a 2-year-long relationship. Yes, we know it was on the rocks. Yes, yeah. we know it was about to be over. Yes, we know she was seeking out at least one other man mm-hmm. that we got to see those juicy text messages. But gosh, to just have no seeming, love or missing him. The only thing she cried about was herself.
Yeah. Yeah. I found it interesting, her verbiage in some of these things, especially there was a scene where she's watching John at his car get in, and like that's the last time he gets in the car. And I just thought, oh, what a poor guy. The lack of empathy, like who speaks like this of, well, poor guy, that's the guy you supposedly love and you're in this relationship with, and didn't seem to have the emotion that one would have for someone that you care about.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say this there, even though obviously across the line, a lot of people that, murder or otherwise even accidentally murder, which I still think in this case, I think she threw it in reverse on purpose. I think she backed into him on purpose. I really don't think she thought she could kill him. Yeah. I think she thought he was kind of this big, invincible guy. And quote, she says it, I looked and he didn't look like he was mortally wounded. I really don't think she meant him to die per se. But of course, the reason she's charged with second degree murder is anyone with any education knows if you put an SUV in reverse and go 24 miles an hour and gun it and hit somebody, it's reasonable to know that they could die.
Yeah. What was your take on, she contradicts herself so many times in this documentary, sometimes even in the same sentence, talking about having no knowledge, about not having very good memory when she's drunk, to being utterly sure of herself that she did not hit John O'Keefe, to earlier saying, well, could I? Did I? I mean, in current time, she seems like she's still kind of working these things through her brain and trying to determine what actually happened. The fact that she's still all over the road with this, I don't believe, how does she so confidently have this attitude of, I watched him get into the house, and that's new. And just prior to that, she didn't even realize she was at the house. You had, you know, someone telling her, Jen McCabe saying, you didn't leave him at the waterfall, because that's what she originally thought. You were in front of my house. And suddenly she has memory of this in great detail. That I found to be very contradicting.
Well, I think there's two things that could be going on here. One is wet brain. Yeah. You know, people who drink and drink and drink to those types of levels, when you think 7 drinks in a couple hours is normal for a 100-pound, 110-pound woman, that doesn't have an effect on your brain when you do it on a daily basis. I mean, I thought it was so funny in the docuseries where she said, God, I'm so exhausted, I just need to start drinking, or was it that effect? I just had to giggle when she said that. Time for a drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do wonder if she suffers from wet brain, where you literally can't exactly remember. Mm-hmm. And so That is one way to explain about five different stories and versions that she's told to varying degrees of confidence, as you said. And then the other thing is, and she points this out, she says, listen, it's all about saving me. She made it very clear there was nothing off limits that she would do. Like, morality's out the door. We're going to do anything we can to save me.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.